speechless. It's unconditional. Even when I try to go my own way, even when my heart is in the wrong place, you bring it back around like a boomerang, just like a boomerang. Just every time I'm in the fight, your love keeps pulling me back, it's magnetic. I'm pursuing, but I can't escape. Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I am CA. I am your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network, along with being your biblical teacher, independent clergy, and your friend. We are here to uplift you this morning. I hope everybody's doing okay on a Wednesday. I hope you're coffeeing up as you're getting ready probably to head to work. And realize that we're at midweek, and you know what? It's going to be okay because we know that God has us. And you know what? Big Daddy Weave reminds us before I get started. Prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, new music, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. We are here at the iHeartRadio studio this morning in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. And I'm going to uplift you. And you know what? Let's start it off with this song, In Christ, by Big Daddy Weave. So get ready. Coffee up, tea up, whatever it may be. You got Christ in you like I do. Give it to him. Happy Wednesday.
I'm out of all eagle's wings. In Christ, I wait I'm low, you fill the cup. Yeah, but my ego fights back, telling me that I'm ready to grab the wheel and take control. But I'll crash if I don't let myself let go. You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line back to where you're at. Patient when I try to move too fast. I get this feeling. I get this feeling. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul. Saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me. Right next to me. I've been captive by the plans I try to make. Yeah, I've been selfish. Cause callous hearts, they die hard like habits that I know I gotta break. Ain't it good to know that help is on the way? Help is on the way, yeah. You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line back to where I'm at. Patient when I try to move too fast. I get this feeling. I get this feeling. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul. Saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me. You know I tried to do it on my own. You say it's time for me to come back home. Right next to me. In my soul, saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I can see me in this in my soul. Saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Back where you let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me.
Next to you, next to me. Good morning, everybody. That is Jordan Feliz on Uplifting Wednesdays on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I am CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your friend. We are here to uplift you on Wednesday. Hope everybody's been doing okay. I don't know about you, but I've been battling allergies, you know. It's just been kind of rough. I woke up this morning, and before I headed out to face Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio, I was feeling pretty good. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're in fall season. Of course, the leaves are starting to fall, if they haven't already in your area. And, you know, here at Fort Worth, it's been cool. But then we've had warm, hot, unseasonably warm weather. And, of course, the ozone alert. So with people with allergies like me, even when you take the allergy medicine, you probably know that sometimes it doesn't always work the way you intend it to. But we ain't going to let Satan defeat us. But here we are today. Uplifting Wednesday is always a favorite time for me during the week. I've had so many requests for this one particular song I'm fixing to play. And, you know, and you're probably thinking, see, hey, why you got this on Uplifting Wednesday? Well, let me just share, just if I may, just a moment. We're in the holiday season coming up. Of course, we're starting off, if you want to even include it, I guess you probably could. That would be, you know, Halloween. And then you're going into Thanksgiving, and then the next one after that is Christmas, which is very important, you know, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We always remember that without Him, we've got nothing. He is everything to us. I know with me, He's everything to me, and He's everything to you. Ben Spear, if I may share, and I've shared this on the air before. If you remember growing up, Papa Spear, Mama Spear, if you know, any of these quartets, you know, I went to the Baptist church, went to the Nazarene church, went to other several different churches that I went and visited. And the Ben and the Spears family would always go traveling around. There was two different well-known families back in the 70s. And you're probably like, so yeah, you're dating that way back. 70s and 80s, okay? And that was the Spears family. And all the Spears, including Ben Spear, who recently died a few years ago, and he died of Alzheimer's disease, sad to say. He came out with this song that was very touching, and it's a Christmas song, and I want to play it, and I just want to play it because I get a lot of requests for it, you know. But we're going to go ahead and play it anyway on Uplifting Wednesdays. We need a little bit of uplift. We need to always remember that the reasoning coming up for Christmas is not, the presents are nice, the gatherings are nice with family and friends, and of course COVID slowed us down last year. But we need to remember, if we reflect back on the song, and as you listen to it, it's called Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Thanks to
just can't believe that you're the one who's keeping
asked me to sing some songs that I wrote, but I can barely speak, can barely play a note. All my tears rushing, falling on my strings, that make the sound that these progressions have a different ring. And I hate to say goodbye, knowing this will be the last time we're together. As you close your eyes and say, it's okay. Myself trying to call your phone. All the hopes and dreams we used to talk about, they're still alive in me, and I just hope I make you proud. Now I'm your legacy, and it's your love still holding me together. And I still hear you say, it's okay.
Amen, Ryan Stevenson. Oh, I love his music. And you know, we play quite a bit of it here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays. It's Wednesday, and you're probably like, see, hey, Uplifting Wednesday. What the heck is Uplifting Wednesdays? Well, Uplifting Wednesdays is we're uplifting your Wednesday. It's middle of the week. And if you think about it, we're uplifting you. We're building you up. We're encouraging you, because we are a encouraging radio station along with Christian podcasting. And I want to take a little bit of time out. Now, October the 9th, I am going to be on the air on iHeartRadio for 3 years. I will be able to tell you guys my journey. We're going to play some great Christian songs that I love, great Christian music, I should say, that I love. And, you know, it's just going to be a big deal, because it always is every time that day comes around every year, and how God has moved my mountains, and He's going to move your mountains, you know. In times of just where you feel like you feel like you're imprisoned, and you feel like that Satan has just really just got you, and you keep trying to dig out of those trussles, and you keep telling yourself, you know, God, just crying out to Him, Lord, you know my situation. You know I need my mountains moved. God, I need something done, and something done immediately. But you got to keep in mind, when you're crying out to Him, even when you don't know what to say, when you're praying, just a simple word of help, and He's still going to come to you for that answer. He's working on your solution. He may be working that third shift on night shift. He may be working second shift. He may be working first shift. I'm going backwards on all this, guys, if you can tell. But what I'm trying to say is, He's going to take care of it. But always remember, when He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and He died on the cross for my sins, your sins, everybody's sins, those chains were broken. And Newsboys reminds us, hey, I'm free, you're free, we're all free, and Satan is defeated. Good morning, uplift yourself, we're here to do it. Uplifting Wednesdays with CA. I'm losing my mind. More coffee, please.
That I've harbored. my heart. But my dreams turn to ashes, my castles all crumbled, and my fortune turned to loss. So I just wrapped it all in the rags of my life, and I laid it at that old cross.
Amen. There we go. That was a live version back then. That was Bill and Gloria Gaither on their album Something Beautiful on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show with CA on iHeartRadio. Happy Wednesday, or welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays. A lot of y'all call it Happy Hump Day, but we look at it like, it's just, we're just in the middle of the week as we get ready to get ever so close to the weekend. And, maybe just you're going through a lot where you're just down and discouraged and you're just needing something uplifting. You've come to the perfect place because we've been doing this. I guess I've been doing it now for the last couple of months. And the feedback has just been awesome. And, I'm going to play about three T-Mac songs. I've had some requests. I'm going to do these. I'm going to call it the Triple Three on Toby Mac. There are three songs, and there's a song that I'm going to kick off first. It's one of his new songs, and if you haven't heard it, it's going to make a lot of sense as you listen to the words on it. Then we're going to play a second one of Toby Mac, and then we got a third one, so it's like a triple play of T-Mac's song on Uplifting Wednesday. Just something I want to do kind of special for you guys, because I've had a lot of requests for that. So let's go ahead and kick this one off. This is his new one, and it's called Promised Land.
Head down as I punch this clock. The hours roll, they never stop. And I can't ever seem to get ahead. Always trying to do what's right. Straight and narrow, skin tight. Don't know how much longer I can stand. And I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Promised land. my promised land. Well, I've run this earth for many years. If there's one thing I know, there's nowhere on this side of heaven but streets of me to go. I've long laid down my grand illusions, looking toward the day that I'll be home. I won't give up on this race, broken but I still have faith that this old life is all part of a plan. And I can feel it in my soul, one day I'll stand before the throne with nothing left but hope in these two hands. Through all these seasons, I'm still believing you're my promised land. In all my grieving, I'm still believing you're my promised land.
Coming for you. got strong, but somewhere along we lost our way. Done things in your name, I'm so ashamed, I don't have the words to say. We've killed and destroyed, stolen and blamed, all in your name. You told us to give, told us to love, but we chose to take. We started out strong, but somewhere along we lost our way. Done things in your name, I'm so ashamed, I don't have the words to say. We've killed and destroyed, stolen and blamed, all in your name. You told us to give, told us to love, but we chose to take. You laid down your life, put power aside, showed us the way and the truth. We rolled in the church, opened the word, and forget that we're called to include. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. We say that we're one, but we're broken up. Anything that can divide. Our color is skin, the clothes we're in, that valley's deep and wide. We overlook the broken, the homeless, and discard the poor. While we celebrate the rich and the beautiful with a wide open door. I'm sorry we're nothing like you. You chose to bear a cross. We choose to give you parts of us, and rarely the parts that cost. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. Wake us up, wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up.
My my weakest moment, I see you shaking your head in disgrace. I can read the disappointment written all over your face. Here come those whispers in my ear, saying, who do you think you are? Looks like you're on your own from here, 'cause grace could never reach that far.
And if that does not give you a major uplift on Uplifting Wednesdays on a Wednesdays with CA, grace does win all the time. And good morning, everybody. And again, thank you for listening to Uplifting Wednesdays with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Getting ready to saddle up after I get through praying. We're going to say a Wednesday prayer for all you guys. We're going to uplift you. And I want you to remember, times of discouragement, times of being upset, give it to God. Times of despair, loneliness, don't know what's going to happen, give it to God. He's going to take, like I said, that mountain of yours, and he's going to move it. Well, how's he going to do that, CA? Well, one, as I've always said, if you've got faith as small as a mustard seed, even as small as a mustard seed, as Scripture reminds us, that's all it takes. He is right now working in your life. He knows your Alpha and your Omega, your beginning and your end of your life. He knows everything about all of us. but he wants you to be happy. And I'm telling you, be encouraged. This old crazy world we're living in right now, with just uncertainty of COVID times and masking, not masking, vaccine, non-vaccinated, political this, political that, which I'm not going to get into because I have to stay neutral being an on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. I try to keep my opinions to myself on a lot of things the best I can, unless it's family or people that I'm close to that knows how I feel about things. You're loved. You're appreciated. That's what we need back in America, is love. Peace and love. If you ain't got it right with God, now's the time to get it right. Another thing too on top of that, love people. You may not agree with them politically. You may not agree with them with the COVID situation. Keep in mind, you have your opinions, they have their opinions, okay? But try to meet in the middle. You're not going to make everybody happy. There's going to be naysayers that, and I'm just taking a little time to say this because I feel God's telling me to say this. You're going to have naysayers tell you this and that, and you know, and it's just because Satan is running around creating havoc and he's enjoying it. But he's only going to enjoy it for so long, because when God comes back, sends Jesus coming down, and like I've talked about, if you go back to my biblical archives in the book of Revelations, it's all right there. We know who the winner is going to be, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is going to win. Satan might as well just hang it up. I'm going to continue to play this uplifting music. I know I get disruptions and stuff, or internet's down. He can try every little piddly thing he can. But I'm a child of the Almighty God. He loves me. He loves you. If you get anything out of any of this, and I hope you get things out of my music that I play here at the studio, just know that I may not know all of you all out there, but know this, that I love you. I love you out there in Radio Land. I am a prayer partner. I am a prayer warrior. We got prayer partners on our network, and we're here to love. We're here to serve. And again, maybe if you just want to think about this, maybe you need prayer. Okay, you can send an email to me. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Mornings in an S, and then put that brew together, like Morning's Brew, like the coffee, @gmail.com. Anytime. Also, go to the Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. And I'm on all major networks. In fact, even Google me. Search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Guys, you can also reach me on Messenger, Facebook Messenger. Message me. I'm here to pray for you. I will respond. Now, I don't know if I'm busy, if it's going to take a little bit. Just hang tight. Give me your name. Give me your state. Give me the reason for your prayer. Or maybe you want to learn about Jesus. Hey, I would be more than glad to tell you. You know, that's what it's about. Uplifting you. Believing in you. And I'm going to tell you something before I lead off in prayer. Believe in yourself. If someone says you're worthless, you're no good. No, you are worth. You are worth a lot to God. You're worth more than any billions and trillions. And money's nice, but you know what? You're worth more to God than money. Just know that, okay? Keep all this in mind. Share my podcast show. If someone's discouraged, say, hey, I want you to listen to CA's Uplifting Wednesdays. You talk about encouragement, okay? That's what we're going to do, is we're going to continue to encourage. So let's lead off in prayer on a Wednesday, and hope you guys have a great Wednesday, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, there may be people in despair or discouragement. Today on a Wednesday, I pray you pour favor on them. I pray, God, that you just give them a great Wednesday as they get ready to jumpstart their day at work. God, you have them in the palm of your hand, and I know you're going to take care of them. Let them have a great day. Maybe the kids are stressing them out if they have some children or grandchildren. God, put a touch on them today. Maybe they're not feeling well. Maybe they need a physical touch from you. God, Father God, we know you got them, and we know you're the great physician. And with a touch from you, we know all things are going to be possible, and they're going to be cured, and they're going to be healed. Oh, Lord, we love you. This old crazy world, we thank you each and every day for life. Thank you for the ability of almost 3 years of doing this, to encourage people and just let them know they're loved and appreciated. Oh, Jesus, let them have a great day and be with them, even in the times of uncertainty, in the times of where people are not loving people like they should. We're all your people, and we thank you, and we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, getting ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 here at the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. And what else, CA? Well, I can tell you right now, enjoy life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point dot. And we will talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye for now.